بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنه لا يحب المستكبرين وقال تعالى وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم وقال تعالى إذ أعجبتكم كثرتكم فلم تغن عنكم شيئا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver. Inshallah, tonight we will discuss one of the wa'az and bayans and talks of our Shaykh and Murshid, Hazrat Arif Billah Hakim Akhtar Sahab, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, May Allah Ta'ala give him sihate kamila ajila mustaqirra. And the topic was pride and its remedy. Of course, the bayan is in Urdu, was in Urdu, the wa'az. But inshallah, we will discuss a few aspects dealing with this topic, pride and its remedy. We have discussed in many of the talks, even in Ramadan, certain of these verses were discussed. But pride is such a sickness, such an illness, such a disease, that it keeps on coming. And therefore it is necessary for a person to check his nafs all the time and to see whether this bimari is there or it has disappeared. There was one particular sentence that caught my eye and therefore I felt it necessary to discuss this tonight. As I mentioned, we mentioned pride and its remedy many times. But we have to repeat these things, and this is from the words of our Hazrat, inshallah, we will mention. So he says, O shakhs, hargiz sahib nisbat nahi ho sakta, jiske dil mein raay ki barabar bhi takabbur ho. That person who has that amount of pride, equivalent to a mustard seed, that amount of pride, so little. Such a person can never become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can never become a sahib-e-nisbat. Sahib-e-nisbat means to become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So pride is such a serious disease. And if we don't rid our hearts of this pride, then this is the consequence that we have to suffer, that a person will be deprived of wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So commence his bayan with three verses. Innahu la yuhibbul mustakbirin. Verily Allah does not love, Allah does not like those who are arrogant, those who are haughty, those who display pride. So Hazrat says, yani jo log apne ko kisi darje mein bara samajhte hai, Allah Ta'ala ki muhabbat se mahroom ho jate hai. Person who has a little bit of pride, then he is deprived of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْتَكْبِرِينَ. Allah says, Allah does not love those who have pride. So a person who has pride, he is deprived of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barai aayi, aur Allah ki muhabbat toot gayi. Imagine, person who is connecting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making ibadat, dhikr, tilawat, hajj, umrah, roza, so many ibadat, he is connecting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everybody wants to connect himself or herself to Allah Rabbul Izzat. But the moment this pride sets in, this muhabbat breaks. This connection breaks then. Why? Because Allah does not love those who have pride. سارا معاملہ ختم ہو گیا لہذا جب اللہ تعالیٰ متکبر سے محبت نہیں فرماتے تو وہ غیر محبوب ہوا. حضرت حکیم الامت مجدد ملت حضرت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ mentions, حضرت says that he gives tafsir of this ayat in a very simple, very beautiful way. What does he say? فرماتے ہیں کہ جب بندہ اپنی نظر میں حقیر ہوتا ہے, when a person regards himself to be insignificant, genuinely he regards himself to be unworthy, insignificant, haqeer, useless, He humbles himself. کہ میں دنیا میں سب سے زیادہ نالائق اور گنہگار ہوں. I'm the worst sinner. Unworthy, insignificant person from everybody in the world. I'm the worst person. اللہ تعالیٰ کی کسی عبادت کا حق مجھ سے ادا نہیں. I haven't fulfilled the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's worship. I'm trying, but I haven't really fulfilled the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my salat or any other ibadat. اور سر سے پیر تک میں قصوروار ہوں. I am drenched in sins, head to toe. تو اس وقت ہو اللہ تعالیٰ کی نظر میں, when a person feels like this, genuinely, sincerely, that I am absolutely useless, insignificant. I'm an unworthy slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. I cannot fulfill Allah's rights over me. I cannot make His ibadat correctly. Head to toe, I'm covered with sins. When a person genuinely believes in this, then in the eyes of Allah, he becomes mu'azzaz. He becomes honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bara hota hai. Then he becomes high in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat. جب اپنی نظر میں وہ برا ہوتا ہے تو اللہ تعالیٰ کی نظر میں وہ بھلا ہوتا ہے. سبحان اللہ. When a person thinks himself to be low, feeble, weak, برا, bad, then in the eyes of Allah he'll become برا and بھلا. Then he'll become significant and honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, اور جب اپنی نظر میں بھلا ہوتا ہے تو اللہ تعالیٰ کی نظر میں وہ برا ہوتا ہے. That person who deems himself to be somebody very great, then in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is nothing. Allah does not honor such a person. Allah holds no significance for such a person. Then the second verse Hazrat had quoted, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. That all greatness, loftiness, supremacy belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if one analyzes the grammatical order of the sentence, Walahu comes first. Those who understand Arabic. So this is bringing something which would normally come later on. Allah brings it forward for emphasis. So Allah is saying that all greatness, loftiness, supremacy belongs only to Him. Belongs to nobody else. And therefore in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to make us understand, an analogy was given where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a person has two garments. One is the upper garment and one is the lower garment. Al-kibriya'u rida'i. The top garment, Allah says, this is my loftiness. And the bottom garment, my azmat. Whoever wishes to pull this away from me, I will destroy such a person. In other words, what does it mean? That greatness, supremacy, loftiness only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are insan, we are the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created from sand. There's no need for us to behave in a manner in which we think low of others, inferior, and we think of ourselves to be superior. Then Hazrat gives a point where he says that if one looks at his reverse, Allah says all greatness, loftiness belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah uses two of His qualities. Allah says, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. That Allah is Aziz. Aziz means powerful. Hakim means wise. Why did Allah choose these two qualities after mentioning that all greatness belongs only to Him? Allah could have said, Allah is Qadir. Allah could have said, Allah is Ghafur Rahim. Allah could have used any of His other qualities. Why Aziz and Hakim? So Hazrat says, اب یہاں ان دو اسما کے نازل کرنے میں کیا خاص بات ہے؟ 99 ناموں میں سے, from the 99 names of Allah, اللہ یہاں عزیز اور حکیم کیوں نازل فرمایا؟ بات یہ ہے کہ برائی کی وجوہ صرف دو ہی ہوتی ہے, زبردست طاقت اور زبردست طاقت کا حسن استعمال. When can a person be great? When is a person held in great honor in the eyes of people? When he has great strength in him. Zabardast taqat. So Allah is Aziz. He got, He's got all strength. He's all powerful. That's one. Hakim, he is wise. He uses his strength in the most beautiful ways. He uses the strength he possesses in the best of manners. As it says, a person, a youngster, very strong. He's got all the strength and might. But he's not Hakim and wise. He's a bewaquf. Maybe he's insane, he's mad. What will happen? He'll beat up his wife, he'll beat up his parents, he'll beat up his friends. He'll use the strength of his in an incorrect manner. So now he's maybe zabardast and taqatwar, but he's not using his strength in the right way. There's no husn of istimal. He's not using it in the best of ways. Therefore Allah Rabbul Izzat shows that he is aziz and hakim. Therefore this honor, this the greatness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, this strength, this power, Allah uses it in the best of ways. The third verse that was quoted, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. This is the story and the incident of Hunayn, the battle of Hunayn that took place. 4,000 enemy and the Muslims were 12,000. And we know in the other wars, Muslims were in minority. And this was after Fatih Makkah. Muslims had gained strength. Hunayn is a valley just past Makkah. It is between Taif and Makkah. As the Sahaba come out for jihad, some of them looked at their strength. They looked at the huge army they had. 12,000. Allah says, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. They looked at their huge numbers. And this gave them great delight. Some of them, maybe those who had just newly accepted Islam, they felt that it is our might today and our strength and our large numbers that is going to give us a very easy victory. We will defeat the enemy very easily. They moved their nazar from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They looked at asbab, at the means. And they placed the reliance only on the means. And they looked at the kathrat, the huge numbers. Allah's use the words, your word is a'jabatkum kathratukum. I'jab. Where they felt that their numbers will make them defeat the enemy very easily. Therefore, they were proud about their huge numbers. So this little bit of pride that came into them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that in the beginning of the war they were being defeated terribly. And then when they realized the error and mistake, immediately they made tawbah and istighfar, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory. So this is what pride does to a person. We don't look at our numbers and then we gain pride. We don't look at our might and strength. These are not things that should enable or give a person an opportunity to think of himself greater than others. A person will only be able to say that he is successful in the akhirat. When he passes the examination, as it says in this waaz, no student can brag and start shouting and screaming about his results before the results come out. Nobody can claim that I came out first, I was the highest in the class. He'll only be able to make those claims when the results are given out. Then when he sees his marks and he sees his results, then he can boast and then he can jump up and down. So like that, a person only on the day of Qiyamah when the results are given. In the dunya, the person had pride, had arrogance, he was haughty, he looked down at people. He thought that his wealth, his material possessions, the numbers he had in his family, all these things makes a person proud over himself. But in the akhirat, when the real results are given, then and only then he'll realize what was his position. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali mentioned something very beautiful. He says, sometimes a person, it is the pride that he has within him that makes him exclaim to others and say to others that, you know, me, I'm nothing. So he pretends as though he's a very humble person. He gives a false pretense. He acts as though he's very humble. Meanwhile, he's not humble. He's full of pride. He wants honor and dignity. So he pretends as he's a very humble person. But his friends say, no, me, I'm useless, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. As the Tani Ramana says, if you really want to test this person to see whether he's got pride or not, whether he's genuinely got humility or not, then tell him on his face, yes, you're useless. Definitely you're useless. What can you do? You're nothing, man. And then see how the color of his face changes. Then how he becomes so angry. As the Tani Ramana said, فرماتے کہ بعض لوگ اپنے منہ سے اپنی خوب حقارت بیان کرتے ہیں. With their own mouths, their own tongues, they regard themselves to be very حقیر. حقیر means low. کہ میں کچھ نہیں ہوں. حقیر, ناچیز بندہ ہو. ناچیز, not the ناچیز we eat. ناچیز, چیز means something. ناچیز, I'm nothing. لیکن اگر کوئی کہہ دے کہ واقعی آپ کچھ نہیں ہے. Yes, you are nothing. آپ حقیر ہے. ناچیز بھی ہے. پھر دیکھیں. Look at his face. The color changes. It becomes red, becomes angry. یہی دلیل ہے کہ یہ دل میں اپنے آپ کو حقیر نہیں سمجھتا. This is the proof that in his, the deep recesses of his heart, he does not regard himself to be حقیر. فرماتے ہیں کہ بعض لوگ کی زبانی تواضع بھی تکبر سے پیدا ہوتی. It is the تکبر he has in his heart that outwardly makes out statements come out from his tongue that seemingly it is a person, mashallah, he's got a lot of humility. But in reality, it is the pride that he has. And he wants people to say, yeah, yeah, mashallah, you're so pious and you're so humble. So that is the nafs. Therefore, Hazrat Tani Ramadullah says, isliye ye burai bohat din ke baad dil se nikalti hai. This pride comes out of the person's heart after great effort. Comes out of many days. And he says, takabbur ka maraz bahut mushkil se jata hai. This pride, what was shaitan's problem? What was the sin of shaitan? Pride. Qala ana khairun min. I am better than Adam. Khalaqtani min nar, wallah, you created me from fire. Khalaqtahu min teen. You created him from sand. What's greater, fire? Why should I bow down to Adam? So this was the pride. And what is the result, the consequence? Allah expels him from Jannat. Therefore, as the Tani Ramadullah says, is burai ko nikalne ke liye buzurgane deen, mashayikh aur Allah walon ki sohbat uthani padti hai. Person has to go to some sheikh, and he has to sit in the company of the sheikh, and other mashayikh, and buzurgane deen, and ulama, and sit by them, and then, after some time, this pride comes out. And then Hazrat says, khususan, especially wo sheikh, jo zara, ٹرہ بھی ہو, یعنی ڈان دپت بھی کرتا ہو. بس شیخ نا, تو شیخ ہوئی سو سوف, جی بھائی ماشاء اللہ, یو ڈوئنگ ویری ویل, جسٹ کیری آن ماشاء اللہ, نتھنگ ول ہیپن. دس پرسن ول ریمین سک. یو گو ٹو اے ہاسپٹل, اللہ سیو اس, پرسن گوز ٹو اے ڈاکٹر اینڈ ہیز ایل, ہیز سک, ہی ریکوائرز میڈیکیشن, ریکوائرز انجیکشن. ڈاکٹر از سو سوف, فیل سوری فار یو ڈاکٹر, ڈونٹ گیو می انجیکشن پلیز. اوکے, نو انجیکشن. اینٹی بایوٹکس لیو اٹ آؤٹ ڈاکٹر پلیز. So what, he'll get lollipop and comes out from the surgery. Will he get cured? It doesn't mean the sheikh must start beating the people. But Torah dhan dapat. The maqsad is not to belittle the person. But the maqsad is to take out the pride from his heart. To take out the pride. And how is he going to come out? He requires some sternness from the side of the sheikh. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Ashar, we should hear a lot from Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah was a very senior Khalifa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Now these Buzurghani Deen, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, some people might think, why are you only talking about Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Khaja Sahib and all his mashayikh? Respected brothers and elders, these people were true walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any person who seriously studies the works of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, really he was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The maladies that we suffer today from, the solutions to all the problems, Hazrat Tani Ramadullah had studied Quran and Hadith. He had written so many kitabs. When he passed away, the noor came out from between his two fingers. Thousands of kitabs and risalas he had written. There are kitabs he has written just for ulama, tuhfatul ulama. And we read those kitabs, we see the same wrongs that we are involved in. Hazrat Thani Ramallah has mentioned those things. The weaknesses of ulama and what the solution, what the remedy should be. And like that for every other person, for ladies, Bayas Zivar he wrote. Ulama have said, any person who studies the Bayas Zivar, which Hazrat Thani Ramallah has written originally for ladies, for women folk, any person who studies Bayas Zivar properly, cover to cover, he becomes half an alim. That these people were great waliyas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah was his murid, his khalifa. He said, jab khidmat mein, jab hazir hue, to ek parcha par apni haziri ka maqsad, ek sher mein likkar bhej diya. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali goes to his Shaykh's khanka. Now obviously you take permission to come there. Then he mentions the reason why he has come in a little couplet. نہیں کچھ اور خواہش آپ کے در پر میں لایا ہو مٹا دیجئے مٹا دیجئے میں مٹنے ہی کو آیا ہو. The only reason I've come to your door, I've come with no other خواہش and desire besides that I must annihilate myself. Mitana means I must finish myself up. In other words, Hazrat, I have come into your company so that you may pick out all my faults and all my weaknesses, and you may remedy and make my islah. And even though it may be very difficult upon my nafs, I am prepared to annihilate my nafs for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where we fall short. We go to the buzrug, we go to ulama, and we go to majlises, and we go for programs, whatever. We listen. And at many times we feel I must make amal. But then we just stop there. We're not prepared to annihilate ourselves. To finish and destroy this nafs of ours. And this can only happen when we truly humble ourselves. And we become subservient. Example I had given to some friends not long ago. Is that we become like plasticine. And children play with plasticine. Then they mold the plasticine into some shape. So until we are not prepared to do this, that we get molded, then we will not be able to remedy ourselves from the so many illnesses and diseases that creep into our hearts, and we don't even realize that. So apne nafs ko mitana, apne nafs ko mitana, yahi suluk ka hasil hai. As Thani Ram has mentioned beautifully, we talk about tasawuf and suluk. What is the hasil? What is the gist of tasawuf? To annihilate this nafs of ours. He gives the example of Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, who was the father of Professor Salman Sahab. Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah was a very great scholar, very intelligent. They say he is Arabic, of course his Urdu was, we cannot match his Urdu, but his Arabic was also of a very high level. Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali is a long story how he goes to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. And first he had a different type of notion about Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. But just in one sitting, one gathering, thus his entire life changed. So Hazrat Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, he asked Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali se pucha, ki Hazrat, tasawuf kis cheez ka naam hai? What is tasawuf all about? What is tasawuf? Now look at the jawab. Who is asking? He's asking Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah, who was known as Hakim al-Ummah, Mujaddid al-Millah. Great ulama would sit in his company. Hazrat ne farmaya, aap jaise fazil ko mujh jaisa talib ilm kya bata sakta hai? You are such a great alim. I'm such a humble, feeble scholar. What can I explain to you? Now this ulama, Hazrat Hakim Sahib has mentioned that look at the tawazu of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali. He said, Albatta jo apni buzurgon se suna hai, isi sabak ki takrar karta hu. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah said, I can't tell you much. You know more than me. You are more learned. But what I have heard from my elders, from my ustads, I will just repeat that. I'll revise that to you. This is tawazu. He didn't say, I will tell you and I'll explain to you. Whatever I've heard from my seniors, I will make takrar of it. I will repeat it. I will revise it with you. And then Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali had mentioned, apne nafs, apne ko mita dena. That to annihilate a person, to finish a person's nafs, that is tasawuf. Where you don't think yourself to be great. You think of yourself to be absolutely humble. You think of everybody else to be superior to than yourself. You think of yourself to be inferior. And Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, Ashraf Ali, tamam musalmano se ardal hai. He says about himself, Ashraf Ali is the weakest of all the Muslims. Everybody else is greater than him. Sare musalmano se kamtar hai filhal. So he says, presently filhal. Hal means presently filhal. Right now, he says, Ashraf Ali is inferior to all other believers. Every other Muslim is greater than Ashraf Ali Thani. Yani is halat mein sab musalman mujhse acche hai. Urdu is simple. Kyunki kya maloom ke kiski kya khubi Allah ke yaha pasand hai. The reason for this is, he says, we do not know which good deed of which person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates, Allah likes that deed of that person. And on account of that particular deed, Allah accepts him, and Allah pardons him, and Allah gives him jannat. So outwardly that person may not be a very great worshipper. You might not see a lot of namaz, salat, zikr in his life. But we do not know what good deed Allah may like in his life, that Allah accepts it in such a way that his sins are forgiven and he is given jannat. Therefore, because we do not know which particular deed of that person Allah likes, we cannot regard ourselves to be greater than him, and we have to regard ourselves to be inferior to him, because we do not know which sin of ours Allah will become so naraz with, and because of that we can get punished. So filhal, presently, Hazrat Thani Ram says, Ashraf Ali is weaker and Ashraf Ali is he's the most inferior to all other Muslims. And then he says, or farmaya ki tamam kafiro se, listen very carefully, tamam kafiro se, or janwaro se, me battar hu fil ma'al. And as far as later on, filhal is presently, and in the future, in other words, in the akhirat, I regard myself to be inferior than the disbelievers also, and even the animals. Why? Because we do not know, presently the disbeliever is a kafir. Of course, we don't like his kufr. We should hate his kufr. But we do not know what in the akhirat, before he passes away, he may bring iman. And because he has brought iman, and he will get jannat. So presently, yes. Presently, a person who's got iman is greater than a person who doesn't have iman. There's no doubt about that. Mu'min is greater than a kafir. But we do not know what his ma'al will be. His outcome, his result in the future. What this disbeliever may do. He may accept Islam because of this possibility of ma'al. Of in the future, him changing his life, him bringing iman. Therefore, he is greater than me with regards to the future, because I do not know what my condition will be in the future. Is maujooda halat mein, main tamam musalman se bura hu. Dalil kya hai? Dalil ye ki ho sakta hai ki Allah Ta'ala kisi musalman ke kisi adna fail se khush ho jaye aur uski tamam bure bure gunahon ko maaf kar de. Aur dusri dalil kya hai ki ho sakta hai ki meri kisi baat se Allah naraz ho aur meri tamam nekiyon par pani pher de. Ye do jumle bahut ajeeb hai. Unme takabbur ka ilaaj bhi hai, aur jo apne aap ko ab itna haqeer samjhega usme takabbur nahi aa sakta ki tamam musalmanon
سے بدتر ہوں فی الحال اور تمام کافروں سے اور جانوروں سے بدتر ہوں فی المآل. یعنی person looks at the result in the future, what the outcome will be. So this is what the ilaj of the Tanirum has given us, that we must think of ourselves to be lower than all other Muslims fi al-hal, and as far as the future is concerned, you're going to think yourself lower of a disbeliever also. Of course, when you talk about lower of disbeliever, think of yourself lower because of the possibility of him bringing iman. So presently his kufr, you do not accept, you hate the kufr action of the disbeliever. Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah ki tafsir e kabir. Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah written a beautiful tafsir in volumes known as tafsir e kabir. And this incident we have heard many times, which talks about the humility. He says, that one day Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was busy with Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. Achanak has Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala aate huye, dikhai di. Suddenly Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala was going past. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hadha Abu Dharrin qad aqbala. This is Abu Dharr that is coming. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Awa ta'arifunahu? Do you know Abu Dharr, my sahabi? So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then explained, and he says that, Huwa ashharu indana minhu indakum. Oh, Abu Dharr, that sahabi of yours, he is more famous amongst us in the sky than he is in the earth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to know, بِمَاذَا نَعَلَ هَذِهِ الْفَضِيلَةِ. How did he gain such a great virtue that the people of the sky, the angels know him even more better than those who are in the earth? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لِسِغَرِهِ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Because he thinks himself to be useless, nothing. He thinks he humbles himself. It is the humility, the quality of tawadu' that he has. This humility, this humble nature of his. And وَكَثَّتِ قَوْلِهِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ وَكَثَّتِ قِرَاتِهِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. He recites قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ in abundance. Of course, that surah is small, but it talks about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got no partners. There's nobody equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because of these two qualities, Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala becomes so famous amongst the angels in the sky. So again, this is tawadu. Rasulullah mentioned, Man tawadu'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. That person who humbles himself, and again the condition is, lillah, solely for the sake of Allah. The humility that he shows is not because of some ulterior motive. Let me humble myself before that uncle because then he can give me his daughter in marriage. Or humble myself, then this person can give me a job. Or he can give me some gift. No. Man tawadha'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. That person who humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate his rank. Allah will elevate his rank. وَمَن تَكَبَّرَ. And whoever displays pride and arrogance, وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah will destroy him. Allah will humiliate such a person. May Allah Ta'ala save us. This is the incident of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi in a masjid. Kisi ne alan kiya ki is masjid mein jo sabse zyada nalayik, badtareen gunegar aur sabse bura insaan ho, jaldi se masjid ke bahar aa jaye. Whoever is the worst amongst you, who is inside the masjid, he must get out of the masjid. People are looking around. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, such a great saint of Allah, he comes out. And he regards himself genuinely, yet yaqeen. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, sabse pehle wo bahar aakar khare ho gaye. Farmaya ki tamam musalmanon mein hi badtareen musalman hu. Sirri Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi, such another very great buzruk, he says, so when somebody told him, this is what Junaid did, somebody said that the worst person must come out of the masjid. Junaid came out. So what answer did he give? Farmaya ki isi cheez ne to Junaid ko Junaid banaya. This was the thing that made him Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. This humility that he had. Another Sheikh Shihabuddin Suharwardi, we have four silsilas in tasawuf. One of them is Suharwardi. And the Khalifa, the Sheikh Awwal Shihabuddin Suharwardi, He gives his murid, Shaykh Saadi Shirazi Rahmatullahi, nasihat. Very simple nasihat. Very simple. Two advices. Pehli nasihat ye farmai ke kisi ko haqarat ki nazar se mat dekho. Don't look down upon any person. Don't look down upon any person. Dusri nasihat ye farmai ki apne upar istihsan ki nazar mat dalo. In other words, don't think of yourself to be very great. Don't look down upon any person and don't think of yourself to be superior. There are so many other things that Hazrat Arif Billah had discussed, but a simple couplet of his which we heard so many times. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ki hum kaise rahe. In this world, people give us big, big titles. Call you Hazrat, Sheikh, Mufti, and Dr. Saab, whatever. People will call you big, big titles. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe. Waha dekhna, waha means in the akhirat. On the day of Qiyamah. What title Allah gives you. That you are amongst the faizin, you are amongst the ahlul jannah. Then a person will realize what his real maqam, value and status was in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So waha dekhna hai, ki hum kaise rahe. This also is an ilaj for pride. Yeah, simple, simple ilaj, simple remedies. If you just ponder over this, the moment we feel that we are getting this pride coming into our lives, think of this couplet. Bhai, in this dunya, people will praise us, make wah wah. And what will happen, Hazrat has given a nice example. And he says that a mule, a donkey, eats the chaff or whatever it has, the straw, and he gets big in size. But he says, insan, what makes him big in size is his kaan, his ears, when he hears praises. People begin to praise him. And what happens? His nafs then swells. And then he really feels that, yes, I am the sheikh of the zamana. Really. He feels nobody like me. Therefore, we find our mashayikh, a person like Mawlana bin Nuri Rahmatullahi, was the muhtamim, principal of a huge darul new town. Many of our mashayikh, ulama in this country and throughout the world had studied. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahmatullahi, one night, one student sees him late at night. He covered himself and busy cleaning the toilets of the students. The student said, Hazrat, he warned the student, please don't tell any person I'm doing this. Khair, after he passed away, then the student must have told others that I saw Hazrat washing the toilets of the students late at night. This was the humility. Imagine being the principal of the institution. But he did not regard it himself, below his dignity, to go and clean the toilets. And whenever they felt that little bit of pride is coming into our hearts, then immediately they will go and humiliate themselves in this manner. They will annihilate their nafs in this manner. They'll do this difficult task. It's not easy cleaning a toilet. And late at night. So no question of show. This is ikhlas also. Nobody is seeing him. Quietly, even in fact, he's covered his face so nobody sees him. But then one student happened to make him out. So this is what they would do. You find in the life of Sahaba, there are so many examples. Inshallah, maybe next week also, whenever we get a chance. The tawadu of the Sahaba. The humility of Sahaba. The moment they felt pride is coming into their heart, they will go and do something and they won't take assistance from anybody else. They'll do some mundane active work so that they may, as we say, is nafsku mitana hai. There's a nice example that Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullahi had given, or one some Buzurg had mentioned, that a girl who gets married. Now in that time in India, in the villages, when a girl gets married, her friends would go and they'd beautify her, decorate her. Somebody combs her hair and somebody puts the ring, the earrings for her, and somebody irons her dress for her and whatever. They beautify her, decorate her. So there's one girl in some village, she was getting married. And all her friends go to her house and they busy beautify her, decorate her, put all this makeup and whatever it is. And everybody is excited. And they're all praising her. You look so beautiful. You look so beautiful. But she bursts out crying. Oh, they say, what is wrong with you? Happy, okay, you look so beautiful. What are you crying for? So she says that I am beautiful in you people, your people's, your people's eyes. You all are praising me. That means nothing to me. When my husband will see me, if he praises me, then I can be happy. So in the eyes of my husband, I must look beautiful. Otherwise, in everybody else's eyes, I may look very smart and very beautiful, but this means nothing to me. So like that, ulama and mashayikh, they write, that what is the lesson? There's a lesson in from this example, that we do things. We perform ibadat, hajj, zakat, tahajjud. So we feel, mashallah, we're doing very well. But what amount is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when Allah praises us, that we don't know. How much Allah is going to praise us? So in the dunya, people can praise us for our bayan, our nasihat, for our majlis, our dhikr, our qiraat, whatever khidmat we have done for deen. It means nothing. Just like this girl whose friends have praised her. But when her husband praises her, then there is something for her to become happy. Like that, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises a person, then he can really be happy. Like how Allah says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, for the sahaba. Already in the dunya Allah praised them. We are not sahaba. So we got no guarantee that Allah is happy with us. And therefore we have to have this humility, this tawadu, which will raise us in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it says, میں یہ عرض کر رہا تھا کہ تکبر کا مرض بہت خطرناک ہے. Let us go back home with this جملہ of حضرت. تکبر کا مرض بہت خطرناک ہے. It is a very dangerous sickness. Very dangerous disease. اس کی فکر کیجئے. Worry about it. Why? کیونکہ ساری نیکیاں ضائع ہو جائے گی. All our good deeds will be destroyed. جس کے دل میں ایک ذرہ برابر برائی ہوگی. So many years of ibadat a person can make. So much of dhikr and chash and tahajjud, hajj and umrah and tawaf and tilawat and rozas and nafil rozas and sadaqat and khairat. But one little speck of takabbur and all those good deeds are destroyed. As I see, this is like an atom bomb. Now if a person knows there's a bomb in his house, what is he going to do? Keep quiet about it? He'll go to the bomb disposable squad, alert them, to remove this bomb from my house. Otherwise, the entire belongings, whatever I've got, everything will be destroyed. Like that, if a person has got this pride in his heart, then he has to immediately go and remove this pride from his heart. Otherwise, all the other good deeds that he has accumulated, everything will also become destroyed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make ilaj of this bimari. It doesn't mean a person has knowledge and he is free from this. In fact, the greater the test is on those who are students of deen, ulama. Because all the time you are doing some khidmat of deen with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then this shaitan puts his pride very easily in the person's heart. And he thinks of himself that I am somebody very great. And I am superior. And then people begin to praise a person. Therefore, we find the sahaba ikram, Rasulullah s.a.w. did not like people praising them. If you look at the tawazu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, as I promise, we will discuss. But he did not like the special extra treatment that was given to him. He'll say, no, I am just a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the quality we all have to have. If somebody praises a person, then immediately think of himself to be nothing. Think and ponder over the verse, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All greatness only belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if somebody has praised me, then make shukr, but I don't deserve that praise. Because it's not something that I've earned. This is a ni'mat from Allah, given to me by Allah. He can take it away whenever He wishes. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, this Thursday there won't be any dhikr majlis, but we have, inshallah, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salih Jisab, very great alim of our country, very pious, servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is in tasawuf and ta'aleem and tazkiyah for such a long time, he had come some months back. Inshallah, this Thursday will be his majlis, inshallah. So inshallah, we should try and pass on the message to others also. And inshallah, there will be very inspiring advices that he will share with us. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.